Welcome to The Grow Show, brought to you by Marty Grender's Grow Group, where we specialize in helping landscaping companies to clarify their platform, grow their people, build their processes, and realize profits. Everything we teach is grounded in real experience. Our team is actively involved in the day-to-day operations of Southwest Ohio's Grender Landscaping Company. New episodes are released weekly on Wednesdays. Remember to subscribe so you never miss an episode. Now here's your host, Marty Grender.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever the case may be. This is Marty Grender from Grender Landscaping Company and The Grow Group. Thanks for downloading The Grow Show. Today's episode is about five things leaders do and don't do that undermine their respect. We're going to have a great discussion, but first, a reminder, you can get the latest edition of The Grow Show delivered to your phone, tablet, or computer by subscribing wherever you get your podcasts, or you can watch us on YouTube for an enhanced learning experience. The Grow Show is the greatest thing since Cincinnati Reds baseball. Yes, I'm a sucker. I grew up a Reds fan, the big red machine, and I'm still a Reds fan. I'm looking forward to sitting on my porch this summer watching the Reds. Now, we aren't the Dodgers. We'll probably be out of it by August 1st. But for now, let me dream, folks, that maybe this is the year. Give me something to relax with. Go Reds. All right. Now on to this week's edition of The Grow Show. You know, I've been thinking a lot lately about things that hurt leaders more than poor strategy ever will. Some things I've seen leaders doing in the last few months. And ladies and gentlemen, it's not incompetence. It's not laziness. It's not a lack of intelligence. It's small, repeated behaviors that quietly make people not want to listen to you, not want to be around you, and eventually, quite frankly, not want to work with you. Now, these are subtle things. They're common. They erode trust faster than most leaders realize. And today I'm going to give you five here real quick on this episode of The Grow Show. And I hope they'll help you. Maybe you've done them. The other thing I should tell you is I'm perfectly qualified to teach this because I've done all of these things. And I now realize that that was very bad for me to do them. So let's talk. Number one, the apology that disappears. This just happened to me today. You're with someone, they did something wrong, and they apologize, but they apologize and then they say, but. Like, for example, they say, I'm sorry I snapped, but you kept pushing me. Well, you're not really sorry then, because all I heard was you kept pushing me. I didn't hear anything before you said, but. All I heard was what you said after you said, but. So I'm sorry I snapped, but you kept pushing me. I'm sorry we missed that, but we didn't have what we needed. All right. The moment you say, but, folks, you erase the apology. No one remembers what came before it. They only hear the justification. But tells your team, your client, or whoever that you're not really owning this. And if you're going to apologize, folks, let it stand alone. Say, I was wrong. I own it. I'll handle it differently next time, and stop talking. But, B-U-T, deletes sorry. So that's number one. Stop saying but. Just own it. Number two, and this one's really obvious, and I don't know that I realized this till I was in my 30s, folks, and I certainly started to understand it when I became a parent and my kids got older. I've got four adult children now, so it's really clear, and it's just something I see. Number two, what you do matters more than what you say. Leaders, especially entrepreneurs, they love declaring values. They love talking about where they're going to go. We value safety. We value accountability. We value teamwork. But your team doesn't follow your declarations, folks. It really doesn't matter what you say. They follow your patterns. If you say safety matters, but you rush production, or you say, no, don't put tires on that truck yet, we got to wait, or you're out operating a piece of equipment unsafe in the yard, or you don't have your safety equipment on, what are you saying? All right. If you say accountability matters, but you tolerate excuses from certain people, the performance becomes the real value. If your calendar reveals your priorities, your reactions reveal your standards. Your tolerances define your culture. Your behavior is the real policy. Okay. Number three, canceling meetings. And trust me, I know this happens, okay? And it seems small. It seems innocent. You cancel a meeting because a client's upset. You cancel a meeting because I don't know, something happened at home and you reschedule it. You bump people. But here's what your team learns. Preparation doesn't matter. Commitments are flexible. Hey, Marty canceled a meeting with a client, so I guess it's okay for me. I mean, he did it. The leader's time is more important than everyone else's. And you just said it by canceling the meeting. And then they copy you and their teams copy them. And before you know it, you've built a culture where commitments really don't mean much. If you schedule it, honor it. If you have to cancel it, do it early. Give a real reason. Move the meeting up. Go at great lengths to do this. This is why it is so important, folks, to spend a couple hours Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. I usually do it on Sunday, to be honest with you. Planning your week, seeing where there's issues that come up, because we all know they come up. You might be listening to me, Marty, you just don't understand. We had snow last week. And I get all that. But canceling at the last moment shows that you just plain don't care. And you get canceling as part of your culture. And I just don't think that's a good idea. Number four, don't let them see you sweat. Now listen, running a business, being in a leadership role in an entrepreneurial endeavor, especially one that you're growing, the pressure is real. The leadership is heavy. It's not fun at times. But your team reads your nervous system. If you look rattled, they feel rattled. If you feel a little unsure, they feel unsure. If you feel unstable, they feel unstable. If you panic, they tighten up. If you vent downward, all right, into your organization, complain about somebody else, they lose confidence. This doesn't mean fake positivity. It means regulated leadership. You can say, this is a tough week. Here's what matters most. Here's the plan. In a calm, C-A-L-M, clear, confident way. Vent up. Go up a level. All right. I vent to Seth, our president, all the time. And it's cathartic to get it out. I was talking to my wife when she was a school teacher. I was saying, you know, I overheard someone complain about me. And she said, I used to hear people complain about the principal. They don't really mean it. But you got to be careful who you're venting to, okay? Vent up. Find somebody. Maybe it's your spouse. Maybe it's a mentor. Maybe it's somebody from your ACE peer group. Vent up, not down. Problem solve across. Reassure down the org chart, all right? Your nervous system is contagious. How you react and not letting them see you sweat makes a difference. The last one on this quick episode of The Grow Show this week, number five. Think through the optics. This one gets leaders in so much trouble. We've had presidents when there's a war going on and they're playing golf. That's the one that you see all the time, that Obama did this or Trump did this or Bush did that. Maybe they've been working 95 straight hours and maybe they were golfing with the Prince of Arabia or whatever. I don't know. And it made sense for them to do that. The optics, nobody knows the whole story. The optics look terrible, Mr. Trump, that you're out playing golf when our country's in crisis. Okay? This gets leaders in a lot of trouble. You had a bad year. You didn't hit your budget. You told everybody we got to tighten things up. And you pull in a brand new Ford F-250 King Ranch $125,000 pickup truck. Really doesn't matter what you said. What you just did there said, so much for cutting costs. Guess he got a new truck. Well, what? My other truck was shot. Well, maybe fix the truck. Or maybe don't get a $125,000 Ford King Ranch truck, all right? You're asking the team to tighten their budgets, and then you upgrade your office. You make the team move equipment out of your shop so you can store your boat or your collector car. I've seen all this stuff, folks. It's just, you have the right to do it. It doesn't mean it's the smart thing to do. Leadership is symbolic, ladies and gentlemen, and people don't judge your intent. All right. The higher up the org chart, your guy, your right-hand man, your left-hand woman, whatever. Yeah, they understand you better than anybody else, but they're going to judge you on what they see. And so I want to tell you this week, and I think this fifth one is really, truly the most important one. Before you make a decision, ask yourself, if I were them, what story would I tell about myself to this? What would I tell my spouse that happened if I went home and I worked for Marty and I saw him do something? Would I be comfortable if I saw this, if this was posted on a bulletin board, if somebody did a news story on it? Does this match the sacrifice I'm asking others to make? And isn't it really easy to understand that you ought to be sacrificing more than your team is, right? Optics, ladies and gentlemen, are the receipts of trust. Don't try to fix all five that we talked about. Pick one behavior you're going to tighten up this week. Trust isn't rebuilt with speeches, folks. I know that better than anybody. It's rebuilt with consistent behavior that people can see. But deletes, sorry, your behavior is the real policy. Canceling shapes culture. Your nervous system is contagious. Optics are the receipt. Leadership isn't what you intend. It's what people experience. Okay, folks, that's going to do it for this week's edition of The Grow Show. If you haven't done so already, please subscribe to The Grow Show. And if you can, give it a rating or share a comment. That helps more success-minded landscape professionals find us. And if you really want to help us, take your phone out right now and text this episode to somebody that you think it might help. Share the episode with any landscape pro you know. Help us get more followers, folks. We'd really appreciate it. Thanks for downloading The Grow Show. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks for listening to this episode of The Grow Show. Remember to subscribe so you never miss an episode and visit growgroupinc.com for more resources to help your landscaping company succeed. We'll talk to you next week.